Good morning. It's 9:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is where we segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions radio. And we're going to hear a couple of pieces from Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band Big Machine album.
I know you missed the market in Damascus, and that you missed the lemon trees in your garden, and that no word of English will resurrect your future. Most of all, your sister, who vanished down a bullet hole, your cousins, your school friend Ahmad, the roads that are drowned under the old castle, Aleppo in the sun as it was, the biscuit seller, your friend in the computer shop, the bustled tea shop, the measured nun, the blue minaret, the footfall, the footballs, the sense of fun, the normal lightness of a Wednesday walk to the water fountain, the way you threw a bottle in the bin, the sunrise falafel or the honking of cars. I'll try and make this place a place to hold you as far as I can. The mean grey of it will probably be shocking to your eye though, but there among the green and nasty shouldered women and binge staggered vomiters and sickly looking men and all the human beings that ignore the human beings, here among all this, there's some of us who warm soup and give thanks and push back chairs for you to sit in. There's something here of what you know as love. The winter can be wading through treacle where the shade isn't welcome, where the footers on the footbridge lie through their teeth into telephone wires snaking from their ears through their t-shirts. The point is, we do have space for you. Tube-eyed we, all iPhoned, thin-boned, trussed up us, all scarified, fear-flung we. We were told that all the world wants us for a home. We were told that all the world was cockroach. Somebody called you cockroach, but we pushed her out to sea. Now she's paddling like frantic, trying to reach the Calais beach in the hope someone will take her because she isn't welcome here. Giving model lies that bring a model English fear. Nasty piece of shits. Come teach us human warm. Come show us love. Some of us don't even know we're born. Lord knows we need it, we are hunched and crooked forms. Bring your elegant calligraphy in 7 days to mourn. And the flavors of your cooking, bring a crucial golden dawn. Bring your welcoming of strangers and the birds that live in your squares. Bring the barber that reshapes you, tips your head back in his chair. Bring your memories of Damascus where the market never slept until it slept forever and a solitary wept. We are all yours. Nestle in our calm. We've forgotten all the comfort of the human arm. We are all yours. Forgotten that the food was ours to share, not a small plastic forever in a swiveled chair, shrunk into a bubble wrapper, with a sticker for a face and a song that can't belong to any place. We are all yours.
Ah!
And that last piece was a chorus and dance that was originally taped by Paul Bowles, who did a fine set of music from Morocco back in 1959. And these recordings sort of languished in the Library of Congress and are now being released on CD by the Library of Congress and by other people. In this case, Dust to Digital, a great little label in Georgia. This is disc number 2, Highlands the Berbers. And there's quite a bit of interesting things on this. This is from Paul's notes. This is above all dance music. The leader crouches in the center of the circle, screaming frantic exhortations and orders to the other dancer musicians. Occasionally, the dancers cry, ha 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 ha. Whether these exclamations pronounced exactly the same way as the tribal name have any connection with it or not, I was unable to discover. When one is put a question several times in different ways and got no answer, one is obliged to desist and get on with the work. The Moroccans' idea of what makes good dance music is the same as our idea of what makes good jazz, and they use the same word to describe it, shakoon, hot. By the end of this piece, the rhythm is indeed hot and the emphasis is on dance, but the performance begins rather sedately with song. Short bursts of foot stomping give a hint of what is to come. The abrupt shift of rhythm at 4:30 is characteristic. Well, 4 minutes and 30 seconds into the piece is characteristic of communal music in the Western High Atlas and differs from the awash of the Central High Atlas, where transitions in tempo and meter tend to be more gradual and ambiguous. So there we have it, some lovely music, and that is in honor of Peggy Cave, who I am definitely indebted to for getting me through chemotherapy. I am so pleased that this week I will have the last half cycle. And boy, of course, that's not the end. We have radiation next, you know, to look forward to. But hey, we do like it. And this is also in honor of the fact that when there was that terrific fire at the London apartment tower, the people who did their best to rescue and shelter folks were the Muslims who were observing the Eid and had food in vast quantities ready to break their fast at night, and who gave a lot of shelter to people. It's 9:31. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It's time now for our calendrical information, which is brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. My heavens, it's been almost a month since I've been on the air. So a quick catch up. July is the month of haymaking, named in honor of Julius Caesar. In Welsh, it's known as Gorfanaf, the month of completion. In Gaelic, it's An Mios Bui, the yellow month. And in Anglo-Saxon, it's Litha, the month of the midsummer moon. July the 10th, village feasts, fairs, and revels now frequent. In Scotland, if it rains today, no less than 7 weeks of bad weather are to be expected hereafter. July the 11th, both wild and sweet marjoram now in flower. A pleasant mead of Sir William Paston's. To a gallon of water, put a quart of honey, about 10 sprigs of sweet marjoram, half so many tops of bays. Boil these very well together, and when it is cold, bottle it up. It will be 10 days before it is ready to drink. And that recipe is from the Closet of Sir Kenelm Digby, opened of 1669. July the 12th, hay now being carted and stacked. Be sure it is well dried before you store it. And yes, given the amount of rain we had, it's going to be a couple of days before you see any of those nice circular bundles from the automatic hay makers. July the 13th, they that wive twixt sickle and scythe shall never thrive. The busy period between haymaking and corn harvest is esteemed an inconvenient or even unlucky time for marriages. July the 14th, red currants now abundant for summer puddings, or make them into jelly, either to eat at once or to keep as a relish with hare. July the 15th is St. Swithin's Day. If thou dost reign full 40 days, it will remain St. Swithin's Day. If thou be fair for 40 days, 'twill reign no mare. The feast of St. Swithin, the most famous of English weather saints, was a humble and much beloved Saxon bishop of Winchester. On his deathbed, he ordered his body to be buried among the poor in the common churchyard, beneath the feet of passers-by and rain from the eaves. So many miracles occurred at his graveside, however, that the monks moved his remains to a splendid shrine in Winchester Cathedral, whereupon the saint wept in protest, causing a continuous downpour which lasted 40 days. Now, the remains of St. Swithin's amazing shrine can be seen in Winchester Cathedral to this day. It looks somewhat like an iron bedstead because, of course, all the gold and jewels, etc., were plucked off with the dissolution of the monasteries of 1539. Rain on St. Swithin's Day blesses and christens the apples which should not be picked or eaten before his feast. All apples growing at this time will ripen and come to maturity. July the 16th, observe the appearance of newborn babies and note the first words they speak. July the 17th, be careful with salt cellars and white gloves. And that is that for this week. All right. A little more music. Thank you.
such a hand for a cup of tea to be delivered to a nightstand, for a light to be left on to light someone's way. In the middle of a battle and say you're sorry. But we ask it of our children to just stop in the middle of a battle and say you're sorry. Which one of us is ready to just stop?
Thank you. You took my hand and I showed you our dreams, the ones we planted amongst the trees. We were the authors of our future. The world was young and we were free. We took our dreams and we made them a home. Small paradise, a sweet abode. I was your god, you were my goddess. We lived, we loved, and then we grew. Mortal coil. Our songs are on the breeze. They whisper through the trees. We're golden angels risen from the soil.
Deadly game.
deadly game. They open their eyes for the first time, see the world unfold and find that they don't recognize this place. I'm not sure if they like it. There used to be a balance here between the love of life and the hate of fear, but now it seems between the dreams the rot's been creeping in.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And we heard Three Daft Monkeys with To Dream of Angels, Not In My Name, We Are Revolution. Before that was Annie DeFranco with The Pacifist's Lament. And we are going out of here with Steve Wickham, and the band played on. Please stay tuned for Azalea's fine and timely tunes.
Sheep, a prodigal son, tonight a widow will weep. I'm a man on horseback, Picasso painted blue, picturing moments, moments of you. A bottle of wine, a moment of flux. You were all mine, I could tell by your looks. Keep only one bee. I brew, is everything okay? You sure look vulnerable to me. I must row into land. I've been too long at sea. The drinking water's dirty and salty. I'm not in a hurry. Haste cuts like a knife. The shadows lengthen, but my song means life. Thinking of you this fine, fine day. Lift me up in your arms. Carry me away.
In the light.